Hello.
Hi, this is Dina from Family First Home Care.
Yes.
Yes, I was reaching out. I see that you tried to reach me yesterday. I do apologize. I was out of the office.
Is
So is there,
it Dina?
what do you say?
Is your name Dina?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. I'm just confused because my daughter and my mom were being told that they're only getting paid for 3 days, and I was told that they were going to get back pay from you. I remember
The
when you talked.
29th.
Yeah. So what
Yes.
happened to that?
Okay. Let me fill you in. So, after I spoke with you and we had that conversation about getting back paid from the 29th, I called the service coordinator to request the authorization, and we did inform her that that's what you guys requested. Now, we can only request this from the service coordinator. We cannot, enforce if the service coordinator to send it from that day. So she did choose to from the first. And we just sent her an email this morning to let her know that we, in fact, requested it from the 29th and not from the first. So we're waiting for her response. I'll
Because
tell you what.
I just hung up with her
Oh,
literally
yeah.
25 minutes ago, just explaining like that she agrees with the 28th with me, and I mean 28th, 29th. I'm like I would take
Right.
either, but she is keeps agreeing with me that she put that authorization in, and she's just waiting on the insurance company, and I just talked to the insurance company. And they are have my call in to her supervisor, which is somebody named Morgan, because I'm not getting anywhere from anyone, and it's really not fair for my mom and my daughter to have been working for me and not getting paid, and they need money to live.
Yeah, no, I do agree on that. So listen, we're both gonna try to get a hold of the insurance. Unfortunately, as an agency, we're not capable of back paying if the authorization doesn't state it. We would need another authorization that covers those 3 days, which we did request. So I'm going to reach out. I'll see if there's anything the insurance can do, and I'll follow up with you. But I'll tell you what, if they don't agree to pay from before September 1st, the previous agency that you were with should have the coverage to pay for those 3 days. Because the way that it usually works is that they don't want any space in services, any gaps in services. So they end the authorization and then they start it with a new agency the following day. So if you contact your previous agency and you ask them for coverage for those 3 days, they should allow it. That might be easier than trying to get a hold of the insurance.
Okay, because I'm just confused because right now that girl that called, I guess her name's Ashley, she only is paying, I think it was like 13, 14, and 15. Like they're not like the whole month of September. It's like 3 days. So I don't understand where the rest of the month went. I'm just confused.
Yeah. No, the whole month of September is covered. I see that all the time sheets were submitted. Diana submitted all her time sheets, 13
Yeah.
hours a day. So she'll get that this Friday.
Okay. My
And
mom's
so
still using the same.
yeah, we just need the time sheets in for Tina, and then we'll be able to put those in.
Okay.
Yeah, but she's aware of that. Okay, so I'll give you a call once the insurance gets back to us, to see if there's anything we can do to get those last 3 days on. But in the meantime, I do suggest that you reach out to the previous agency to see if they're able to cover those days.
Okay.
Okay, so we'll be in touch.
Okay. Well, thank you.
You're
I appreciate
welcome.
Al.
Sure. Bye-bye.
All right.